An imaginary line divides Salt Lake City down 30 to 900 South and along West Temple. That boundary, put in place by the Salt Lake City Police Department several years ago, was meant to help control the calls coming into the dispatch center. So calls from the west side of the city would be handled by officers in the Pioneer Precinct on their own channel, and officers on the east side of town would receive calls on their own channel as well. But Salt Lake City Police Sergeant Sean Josephson says that system is all about to change.
There are demands that are more prevalent in different areas at different times of the day, different times of the year. Sometimes there are patterns that just exist because people commit crimes in different areas for an unknown reason. So we're trying to allocate our resources into one pool.
Josephson says besides having more officers available to patrol different areas more freely, getting rid of the two precincts also means a quicker response time to emergency calls. He says the way the system works now with two emergency channels, many times officers aren't aware of priority calls in separate precincts, even if they're just a couple of miles away.
You may have Liberty officers who are on non-priority calls that are doing investigations, and they're not aware of these priority calls that are holding in the Pioneer Division because that information hasn't been conveyed to them.
Todd Peterson lives and works in Salt Lake City and says he supports the change, but is uncertain about how some may react when they find out that officers may not be splitting their time equally between the east and west sides of town.
There's probably, where the crime rate isn't as high up here in the Foothill area, you probably wouldn't see as many patrolmen up here, where maybe more of them would be down on the Pioneer area where the crime is more concentrated, or more need for a patrolman down there. And so I think the residents up here may have some hesitation because maybe there won't be as many patrolmen.
Salt Lake City Police will be making the change in May. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.